Okay, child's pose, please. So hips on the heels, forehead on the floor. Relax the shoulders, soften the hips. Connect with the breath. As you start to continue to do this practice, you really are able to transition into that place or that state of connectedness relatively quickly and relatively easily. And as you continue to do so, you find that you just are able to explore a little bit more deeply. So listen for and feel for that breath. And be willing to approach the practice newly today. You know, it's not just yesterday's practice done again, that it's so familiar. You know, there's a difference between simply going through the motions and then deeply, sensitively moving through my practice, right? It's far too powerful to just simply go through the motions, and movement without any intention is just going through the motions. So connect to the breath and allow it to be what guides and leads us through our practice today. Listen for it, feel for it, release everybody else in the room. Yeah. There's a real sweetness to the practice. From something as subtle as child pose, this nurturing place, to even some of the more challenging places we're going to explore, the same quality. There's a quality of being. So just go ahead and just completely empty your lungs. Just exhale the breath completely. And then inhale the breath smoothly, evenly, and fully. And hold the breath for just a moment. And then let it go. Ha. The face is soft. The lips are gently pressed. There's no tension. And then let's just go ahead and curl our toes under and press our hips up high and our heels low so that we're in downward facing dog. Spreading the fingers wide, right? Hand shoulder width, feet hip width. Engaging the core, lengthening the spine, the soft neck. And then bringing and introducing a little bit of movement into the experience, right? Whether it's rolling the shoulders or bending the knees or coming to the tops of the toes, whatever it is, right? And then being sensitive enough to recognize the sensation that goes along with each movement and to be guided by those sensations. So I just bring this body breath experience and I create my practice. And then after you've moved around a little bit, just bring it right back into downward facing dog and make it a nice down dog. And what I mean by that is just that you're aware of all those subtle components that comprise the posture, you know, fingers spread, middle fingers, pressing away from the floor, engaging the core, hips high, heart toward the thighs, weight toward the back of the mat, heels drawn down. And then following your own breath, on the next inhale, glide your right leg up. And in doing so, just create some real length, a full body stretch. That's it. You can close your eyes at any point in time in the practice, you know. And if you want to roll open the hip or bend the knee or rotate the ankle, you can explore that. And then go ahead and lengthen that leg out one more time. And on the inhale, float it up. And on the exhale, just gently float it down. And then smooth on the following inhale. Next, left leg up. Good. And then don't force, right? Something as simple as lifting my leg. Don't turn it into an aggression. Good. Length first, lift secondary. Spread those toes, float open the hip or knee if you haven't done it. And then just lengthen it out one more time, nice and long, and lift, and then gently release. Come in two and establish that down dog again. Good. And then just soften the knees and glance forward and step forward in between your hands. And on your next inhale, go ahead and take a half lift. And on your exhale, forward fold. Nice. Bring the feet together so that the toes and heels are touching. And on your next inhale, go ahead and draw your arms up, palms press, lift through the heart, reach through the hands, lift, glance back. And on your exhale, hinge at the hips, lengthening toward the front. And then just forward fold, right? Just really release everything. No tension, like a Raggedy Ann or Andy. Good. And then on the next inhale, go ahead and glide yourself up nice and tall once again, squeezing the feet into the floor a little deeper, lifting a little higher, glance back, and on the exhale, ha. Yeah. Allow the practice to feel amazing. Third breath, start with an exhale. Just exhale, ha, empty the lungs. And then fill the lungs, and as you feel, you rise and lift. And then draw the arms way back, hips forward, open the pelvis, look back. And on the exhale, ha. On the next inhale, go ahead and do a half lift. Draw the heart away from the navel, lengthen. And on the exhale, just step it back to a plank, upper push-up position. Stack the wrist, elbows, and shoulders. Stay lifted, engage the core. Hips are elevated, not collapsed. And on the inhale, lift. And then lower slow and smooth, elbows in close, following the breath and leading with the heart. Draw forward into up dog, open the chest. And on the exhale, engage the arms, engage the core, transition into downward facing dog. Nice and strong, the triceps are active, the fingers are spread. Good, beautiful. On your next inhale, glide the right leg up. And on the exhale, float the right foot through the hands, release the left heel down, and draw arms up into Warrior One. Good. The face is serene. Soften the face and deepen the breath. Good. 90-degree angle over the right knee. Knee stacked directly over the ankle. Feel for a moment. It's our first, right? We're just moving into this first Warrior One. Lift through the heart, relax the neck, glance up, inhale, arms back, release, both hands down, right leg back, flow low. And when you get into down dog, just breathe deep, emptying the lungs completely, filling them, you know, fully. And on your next inhale, glide left leg up. And on your exhale, bring left foot through, release the right heel, arms come up into one. Good. Notice that you can really clean it up and then stay calm. So there's this balance, never sacrificing my breath for the pose. Good. Looks beautiful. Through the navel, lift through the heart, relax the neck, glance up, inhale, arms back, release and flow low. And then just keep it fluid and flowing. You'll go from left side to right side. You'll bring right leg up. You'll float right foot through and glide up into Warrior One, arms back, and then release and come down and flow strong and smooth. Good. Right into your left side. Really, if we can keep the lungs emptying and filling, we just really create some beautiful internal heat. Right into your left side. You just start to do your own practice. It's not predicated on how everybody else is moving. More so how I'm feeling. And just move into your right side again. Allow things to get really hot. Feel, breathe. And then one more time each on right side and left side. Soften the features of the face. feel your way. Don't jam your way. Don't compare your way. Don't compete your way through anything. To be solely devoted to my own experience. That's it. And after you do that left side for that last time, just when you get into down dog, close your eyes, challenge, not aggressively, but actively, the capacity of the lungs, close the eyes and probe deeply. Feel fully. How hot can things get? How supple, how alive? It really isn't enough just to show up, you know, but to be present in the practice. And again, when you get into down dog, close the eyes, activate the arms, engage the core, and breathe deeply. Beautiful. Everybody, wherever you're at with your breath, just go ahead and exhale. Ha. And then inhale deep, 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 deep. Full inhale. Hold the breath for just a moment. And then exhale. Ha. Very nice. Beautiful. On the inhale, right leg up. And on the exhale, right foot through the hands. Now keep your fingertips on the floor. Make sure the knee is over the ankle. Release your left heel down. Good. So awesome. We're going to start a power lunge. So I want to bring that thigh down, almost that thigh parallel to the floor. Good. Soften the face. On the next inhale, draw the hands alongside the hips like airplane wings. And lead with the heart. Engage the core. Actively squeeze the outer edge of the left foot. The neck is either neutral or soft. The breath remains deep, fluid, and flowing. And we're going to challenge things a little bit, right? And welcome the challenge, right? It's a way for me to develop a sense of strength and intelligence by not getting overwhelmed by the effort. Interlace the fingers, draw the hands toward the back of the room, and then release your hands. And on your next inhale, just draw up into Warrior One, glance back, and release right back into your power lunge. Good. So keeping the foundation as it is, right, as you draw up into Warrior One, I don't want you to lift out of the hip. I know it's not easy, and I know you may not go back as far, but that's okay. So actively squeeze the foot, and on the inhale, draw long, reach arms up, glance up, reach back, and release back into the power lunge. Breathe into that right hip, soften the face, release any reactive mind stuff and stay connected to a responsive breath. Good. Now here we go again. Squeeze the foot. Inhale, reach long, lift high, glance back. Release and flow low. You know, to really check in, not to dissociate, not to check out. When things get a little challenging, there's this kind of runaway mentality at times. I want you to do the exact opposite, but to embrace it. Because the closer you are to the experience, the more wisdom and intelligence you can bring into it, right? So on your next inhale, float left leg up. And on your exhale, glide left foot through. Release the right heel. Stay low, fingertips on the floor. Good, glance, knee over ankle. On the inhale, draw the hands back alongside the hips. Power lunge, nice and strong, strengthening the leg, toning my tush, pulling in through the navel. Breathe, hear the breath, feel the breath. Interlace the fingers, draw the hands back, release the hands, and on the next inhale, draw the arms up, glance back, and then smooth. So it's not momentum, and there's really this tendency to fling the arms up and go back. I want you to move them with intention and feeling. So once again, follow the breath. On the next inhale, draw the arms out, draw them up, glance back, and then draw, lengthen, bring them back, long, reaching, spread the fingers if you will. Lengthen through the heart. Good. Squeeze the foot, pull up on the quad, soften the face, right? To embrace it, to be so close to it, so familiar with it, I really tune into the subtleties of it all. Okay, good. Squeeze the foot. Inhale, draw up, glance back. Release and flow low. Downward facing dog, active pose, strong. Soften the face, release everybody visually. You know, one of the good things about when people do the podcast is often, you know, they will do them alone. And that just takes away so much because people are so incredibly interesting. It takes away so many of the distractions. I want you, and that's why we invite you to close your eyes. Not to go unconscious or asleep, but to really go become more conscious and more aware. Soften your knees, glance forward, walk or lightly jump. And on your inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. Awesome. Go ahead and just separate the feet approximately hip width. Inhale, breathing. Hips down, arms up, chair pose. Good. The knees are directly over the ankles. The navel's drawn in. You lift through the heart. Arms are active. Fingers are spread. And the face is soft. Find a calm, sweet spot in this otherwise challenging moment. Not good. It's there. It's there. Feel for it. Breathe into it. And on your next inhale, lower hips, arms back, and hold that. Doesn't that feel good? A little more intensity and another place to find a calm spot. Soften the features of your face. Draw the tailbone down. Draw the arms back. Release. Hips high, head low. On the next inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, walk or jump back. Flow. Following your own breath on the inhale, right leg up. And on the exhale, right foot through. Glide on up into warrior one. And on your exhale, just transition into warrior two. So in warrior two, right heel in the center of the left arch, knee over the ankle. Tuck the tailbone, draw the navel in, lift through the heart. Reach through the arms, press down through the shoulders. Glance over those right, out toward the right fingertips, soften the face. Get nice and calm. Good. Take a nice inhale in. And on the exhale, just squeeze the right leg straight. Good. Inhale, draw the fingertips out past the right toes. Exhale, right hand down and left hand up. Glance up at the left hand. Good. Keep the right leg straight, even if that means placing the hand on the shin, the ankle, the knee, right leg straight. Good. Spread the left fingers. Reach through those left fingers and then release the left arm behind the back. Grab your inner thigh and then just gently float it open. Just gently. You're drawing long through the heart and sternum. Squeeze the foot. Soften the face. Yeah. Again, calm. Breathe. Feel. Awesome. One more time. Just roll open that shoulder slightly and then release the left hand up. Draw long. Reach high. Release slow. Left hand down and right arm up. Yeah. Breathe into it. Just stay with it. Good. Stay there. Don't force. That's it. Now soften the face and deepen the breath. good and feel smooth. Breathe. Float it open one more time. Release both hands down, both legs back. Flow low.
Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me.
The neck is soft, right? Maybe allow it to float right to left, up and back a little bit. Right, spread the fingers. And on the inhale, glide left leg up. And as we did on the right side, the left side, left foot through. Flow into warrior one. Smooth transition into warrior two. And that's it. Getting low, right? Breathing into that hip. Reaching through the arms. Opening up this heart space as I extend through the fingertips. Soften the face. In through that Uddiyana Bandha. Lift through the heart. Good. Soften the face. Take another nice, sweet, full inhale. And on the exhale, squeeze the left leg straight. Inhale. Take the hands out past the toes. Exhale. Float the hand down and the right arm up. Good. There's a sense of poise, of movement, right? It's just so fluid. Because it doesn't have to be anything but that. You don't have to force it. You're not jamming. There's no expectation. And then just to reach through those fingers and then release the arm behind the back. Trying to reach toward the inner thigh, but you may or may not get it. That'll be dependent upon the width of your torso or the length of the forearm. And breathe and bring that breath all the way into the heart, all the way into the belly. Good. Soften the face. Create a softness that's still very active, right? I can work my edge with a softness to it, right? Good. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. Once again, float it open and draw long and release the arm up. Lengthen, reach, extend, and then release low. I don't have to rush. I don't have to force. I don't have to compare. I mean, everybody in here is so absolutely different from me. Breathe. Now soften the face. Breathe a little deeper. Float open that left shoulder. Roll open. Release. Both hands down. Both legs back. And a powerful, active down dog. Breathe. And on the next inhale, right leg up. And on the exhale, right foot through. Glide into warrior one. Smooth transition into warrior two. Take one deep inhale in warrior two. And windmill the arms down and flow low. And flow from right side to left side. And you'll bring left leg up, left foot through. Warrior one and warrior two. One deep breath in warrior two, and then flow low. And when you get into down dog, just stay in down dog again. Working the edges of the capacity of my breath by inhaling fully and exhaling completely. So we're in down dog. Wherever you're at with your breath, just let it go. Exhale, ha. Take a deep, 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 full inhale. Every cell of your body, hold the breath. And exhale, ha. On the inhale, right leg up. And on the exhale, right foot through. Find your power lunge. Hands alongside the hips. Good. Interlace the fingers. Draw the hands back. And then release the hands. And staying low in this lunge, draw the arms straight out in front of you. Good. Draw long. Focus and breathe. Spread those fingers. Squeeze that foot into the floor. Awesome. Breathe into that right hip. And on the inhale, squeeze into the left foot. Draw a long lift high. And then come and release into warrior two. Right palm face up. On the inhale, glide ribs over thigh, hip low, arm high, arching over the top into reverse warrior. And lengthen through the ribs, through the fingers. Good. Make sure the knee stays over the ankle. It'll have a tendency to drift a little bit to the left. Good. And draw the navel in and feel and breathe deeply. Good. Soften the face. On the next inhale, draw long, release into warrior two. Good. Lift through the heart. Make sure that the torso is centered, that you're not, you know, ribs over thigh. Take a nice inhale, exhale, right hand down, left hand up. So the right hand is placed to the inside of the right foot, left hand up. Glance up at the left hand. Good. Keep the left leg strong, anchoring the pose. Reach through those fingers and release your left bicep over the ear, palm face down. And then lengthen. Good. The face is serene. Keep the core strong. Good. Place the emphasis in the right foot and draw both arms long. Now reach. Soften the face. Feel, breathe a little deeper. One more time, lengthen it out. Release right hand back down and left hand back up. Good, and then breathe. The face is serene. Float, open left shoulder. Release left hand next to right foot. Float it open the right side now. Good, left hand down, right hand up. And breathe and spread those fingers. Looks good. Good. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. Float it open. Release right hand down in front of your leg, around and through. So it's going to go counterclockwise. Grab the front of that shin or ankle counterclockwise. Good. Breathe into that right hip. Breathe a little deeper. Let things get a little hotter. Breathe. Feel. Good. Breathe a little louder. Like, yeah. Like, maybe if I can hear it, you can feel it. And then take another deep, deep inhale and release the right arm underneath the leg and the left arm behind the back. Bind and spiral open. Yeah. Good. Draw long so the leg is active, the navel is engaged. Just drawing long, feel for it, breathe into it, stay with it. Last chance, breathe four. Breathe deeply three. Soften the face two and release right hand down and left leg, left arm up. Stay in that lunge. Good. Take a nice deep inhale. On the exhale, squeeze into warrior two. Woo. Follow your breath after the next exhale. On the inhale, bring the left arm around. Good. Warrior one, square the hips and shoulders. Maybe draw down a little lower. Yeah, Hannah, maybe a little lower. Maybe a little lower there. Wee-wee. Arms a little longer, maybe. Good. Now relax the neck. Glance up. Inhale, arms back. Release into power lunge. You know it's power lunge. You know it is. I can't, you know, almost all of you are familiar, many of you, and you still give me this shock of, you know, horror every time we go back into this. Stay with it. Can we get a little lower, Hannah? That's good. That's good. Looks good. Soften the face. Good. Inhale the arms straight out in front of you. Looks good. Create some length. Reach. One more time. Reach. Release and flow. You know, one of the things about doing the podcast like we're doing today is that there's people all over the country, really all over the world, but all over the country who listen to the podcast. And if they, what they don't know is that we have a lot of theater people in New York, because, you know, if I'm on the other end of this podcast, I think you guys are dying in here. They don't know. I mean, you guys really... And on the inhale, left leg up. And on the exhale, left foot through. Find your power lunge. Of course, there's a couple people at home or on the road that are saying, no, it's fucking hard. It really is. Go ahead. Breathe. Draw long through the heart. All that energy spent on yawning, you can just infuse into your practice. Good. Interlace the fingers, draw the hands back. Release the hands and stay low in this lunge, but draw the arms straight out in front of you. So almost stomach is on the thigh, right? Right? Good. Now see if you can pull up on that right knee and right quad. Yeah, and just breathe deep and lengthen long. Good. Now, so we're going to keep the hips low, scoop the arms long and lift high, and then release into warrior two. And we just clean it up a little bit. Good. Nice and low. Look at this right here. Just like that, about a little lower. Just a little lower. Good. Left palm face up. Inhale, glide. Come into reverse warrior. Good. Lower that hip. Reach and breathe. Lots of stress, lots of emotion gets stored in the hips. Good. Breathe. How much length? How much feeling? Good. And on the next inhale, lower left hip, draw long. Release into warrior two. Good. Tuck that tailbone. Press the shoulders down. Lift through the heart. Reach through the fingertips. Turn the toes a little bit. There you go. Get that right arm up a little bit. Good. Open it up a little bit. Good. Reach a little bit. Nice. Soften the face. Take a nice inhale in. And on the exhale, place the left hand to the inside of the left foot. Glance up at the right hand. Spread those fingers. Good. Breathe into that left hip. Soften the face. Good. Reach through the fingers, release bicep over the ear. And then draw long, keep a strong leg. That's it. Good. Lengthen, feeling, breathing. And then both arms long. Yes, it's not easy, I know. But can I try something that's a little challenging without giving up my breath? Reach, lengthen, last chance. Release left hand down and right hand up. Good. And breathe into that hip. Yes. Look up at that right hand. Float open that right shoulder. Release right hand down and left hand up. Good. Beautiful. And breathe. Float open left shoulder. Release left hand down. Bring it in front of the leg, this time clockwise. Front of the leg, around and through. Grab the front of that shin or ankle and just stay low and breathe into it. That's it. Looks good. Strong legs. Breathe a little louder. Feel a little deeper. Good. Transcend the tenderness of it. Embrace it. Just make love to it. Feel for it. Take another deep inhale, then release that left arm underneath the left leg, right arm behind the back. Bind and float open. Beautiful. Stay with it. There we go. Float open. Five. Float open. Four. Three. Two. One. Release left hand down and right hand up. Good. Take a nice deep inhale, and on the exhale, squeeze back into warrior two. Good. Awesome. After the next exhale, windmill the right arm around. Beautiful. Into warrior one and stay low. Good. In through the navel, lift through the heart, glance up, arms back. Release into power lunge. Breathe long. Arms out in front of you. Reach for that what you love. Just bring your passion to your fingertips. All the way out to those little fingertips. Lengthen, reach one more time. Release and flow. I know it's Wednesday and it feels like a Friday, doesn't it? Come on, Wee-Wee. Good. So we're in down dog. Everybody exhale. Ha. And then take a deep, 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 rich, rich inhale. And then exhale. Ha. Soften your knees. Glance forward. Walk or lightly jump. And on the inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. The neck is soft. Bring the feet together so the toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing. Hips down, arms up, but the hands are shoulder width. So just the legs are together, right? Good. Spread the fingers, rotate the pinkies toward one another. Inner thighs active. Elbows straight as possible. Good. And then lower the hips, draw the arms back, and release. Hips high, head low. Beautiful. Feet remain together. Inhale, breathing. Hips down, arms up, palms pressed. Thunderbolt pose. Good. And feel and reach and lift. Good. Arms straight if you can, but the shoulders are soft. You know, you're not jamming it. Good. Feel. And then lower the hips. Draw the arms back and release. Hips high, head low. Awesome. Feet remain together. Inhale, breathing. Hips down. Stomach on your thighs. Chest on your knees. And then arms straight out in front. That's right, Gabe. Interlace the fingers. Release the index fingers. Good. Try not to round the spine. Try to draw the hands so they're not pointing toward the floor if possible. Interlace. Good. Keep the hips down. On the next inhale, lengthen and lift. Hold there. Stay with that. Good. On the next inhale, lengthen and lift. Release. Next inhale, take a half lift, and on the exhale, walk or jump back to upper push-up plank. So we're in upper push-up plank, and I just want you to really clean it up nice and strong through the arms, through the core, through the legs. Beautiful. Let's roll over into side plank arm balancing. So roll over to your right wrist and right ankle. And then left arm up. Press out of the right shoulder. And if your hips collapse, drop the right knee down. Okay, beautiful. And then left leg up. Left bicep over the ear. Palm face down. And just reach long. Pull through the ribs. Beautiful. Hold that. And then release left leg down. Left arm up. Lift out of that right shoulder. And then transition to the opposite. Left side. Engage the core, press out of that left shoulder, make sure the fingers are spread so you're not jamming the wrist, and then float the right leg up and right bicep over the ear. This looks good. Keep the hips elevated. Remember, if they collapse, you lower them. Reach long, and right leg down, right arm up. Good, and back to center, right back to upper push-up plank. All right. On the inhale, lift, and then lower halfway. And then squeeze it out. Squeeze it out. And then inhale, lift, and lower two-thirds. And squeeze it out. And inhale, lift, lower to just above the mat, and squeeze it out. Good. Beautiful. And then inhale, lift, and flow. I know it's not easy. I'm not stupid. Right?
Did we bravely leave our home? Did I hold
on the inhale, right leg up, and on the exhale, right foot through into half pigeon. Square the hips and shoulders. Lift through the heart, and then lengthen and lower.
I swear I've loved you before. Did we hide in the dark ages from a vengeful God above?
Just sink into yourself. Get supple, soft, quiet, calm. You know, the opportunity in the midst of some of the challenge of this practice is to continue to remain calm, right? Just notice and tune into, you rise and fall in conjunction with the breath. And then just expel the breath, go ahead and empty the lungs, and then draw a nice even inhale in. You'll feel yourself lift as the lungs fill, and then exhale, ha.
It's your eyes, I know for sure. When I think of how you know me, no doubts, no thinking.
There are moments of calm and rest in this practice, and in those moments, that's what you should do. Just calm, quiet, right? Stillness, sensitivity. And then there's other moments where we work the edge, and we do it mindfully. We don't ever do it recklessly, but and then at that time, it's appropriate to really explore the edges a little bit. And then to transcend all of what I just said, at any point in time, you can take a break. You can take a break whenever you want.
I know I've loved you before.
Take one more smooth inhale, allow the lungs to fill. And then just exhale, ha. And then step it back and flow from right side to left side. When you get into your left side, just get calm.
Just where I'm going, and tomorrow, a little overwhelming, and the air is cold.
The neck is soft. Face is relaxed. Again, just exhale, ha. And then inhale, just smoothly, evenly draw that breath in, full lungs. And then exhale, ha.
It's my turn to be brave.
It makes these moments so much sweeter when I work that edge, when I really participate fully in the whole kaleidoscope of experiences that occur, not just in life, but in this practice, that I do get close to the challenges. You know, I don't just try to avoid them or somehow mute them or, you know, disconnect from it, that I really fully embrace it. And then equally and more so just fully embracing the sweetness of this moment, right? Fully participate. We're just going to take another deep inhale. So take a nice, deep, rich inhale, full lungs. And then just let it go. Ha. Beautiful. And then gently draw the left leg back. Laying down on your mat, belly down, arms out in front. Arms out long. Arms long, legs long, face serene. Allow yourself to experience the full weightiness of your body in connection with your mat, right? Right, just soften, you know, just ugh. And then go ahead and just lengthen things out. And take a nice deep inhale and lift into Superwoman, Superman pose. Chest up, arms up, legs up, thighs up. Lengthen. And the eyes can be closed because this has nothing to do with anything other than how I'm feeling. Work your edge. Feel fully. Lengthen, inhale, lift, release. Notice the heart rate, right? Just how incredible. That's the music, right? What we have playing here in the background is just that, background. The real sweetness of this music is listening to my own heartbeat, my own internal compass and intuition, the sensations of my body speaking, singing to me. That song. Arms out in front if they're not still so. Again, draw the arms long. Second set. Again, mindfully, actively exploring the edge. Lengthen. Take a nice deep inhale and lift. Good. Reach and reach and lift. Feel and lift. That's it. Now try to draw the thighs up, the chest up, the heart up, the arms up, the hands up. Reach and lift, release. Hands down by your hips. Relax the forehead. Go ahead and press away from the floor and come to the tops of your knees, please, for a set of camel. Separate the knees about 6 inches. Hands on the waist hips for a set of camel. Good. And then take a nice inhale, press the knees into the floor, lift, softly press the hips forward, lower, middle, and upper back, back bending, and be conscious. Right? Press the hips forward, belly forward, thighs forward. Draw the shoulder blades together. Open up this heart space. If you can relax the neck comfortably, do so. Draw the chin back a little. That's it. The full expression of just opening up this fourth, fifth chakra. Press again. Press. Last chance. 5. Stay with it. 4, 3, 2. Draw yourself up. Cross the ankles, bring the legs through, or you can swing them around to the front. And then bring the soles of your feet together. Allow the knees to butterfly open. And then inhale, lift out of the base of your spine and draw the heels in. And just lengthen. You can walk the hands out in front of you or just keep them drawn in. Either way. you know, I mean, for some people, doing the Ujjayi breath, which is a silent but deep, you know, oceanic breath, is nice. For other people, it's just a more expressive breath. And whichever is true for you, whichever one feels better, don't be guided by somebody else's understanding for you. Just feel, explore, and experiment with your breath, this prana life force, the absence of which, you know, at least to whatever degree I know, this experience ceases, this particular one. And you'll notice that that breath can create a vibrational quality that really just, you know, has an amazing effect on the central nervous system, calms the mind, relaxes the central nervous system. And then just draw one more sweet breath in and just soften. All I want is the wind in my hair to face the fear, but and then on your next inhale, just float yourself up to a seated position. Draw the legs long and straight. And then legs off the floor. Hands, palms pressed, arms up. Good. And on the inhale, lift. Bring your arms over to the right. Keep the core engaged. And then on your own, transition to center. Inhale, lift, and over to the left. Lift through the heart. Back, transition to center and separate the hands and draw the knees into the chest and lift through the heart. And then extend the legs long. Soften the jaw. Nice, smooth inhale. Lift. Lengthen. Good. And then draw yourself up, lift a little higher, engage the core a little deeper, and lengthen again. Smooth, strong lift. Hold it, hold it. Now lengthen smoothly, strongly. Hold it there. That's a good place. No, Lindsay, a little lower than that. That's a good place. And draw yourself up, lift. Come on, Hannah. And then lengthen, Hillary. Looks good, Xander. Engage that core. If you can come up about a quarter, an eighth, maybe a 16th of an inch. And release. Bend the knees at a 90 degree angle. And then gently begin, please. Opposite elbow to opposite knee. Some bicycle crunch, just working this core area. Good. And again, let it burn, right? So long as you're keeping that back nice and safe, right? Let those abs burn, baby. A little faster, Mike. Looks good. Five, four, three, two, and release. Legs up, ankles in line with the hips. Straight up in the air. Interlace the fingers behind the head. Take a nice deep inhale. And on the exhale, lower back press, lift, and squeeze. Release the shoulders, legs stay lifted. Take another nice deep inhale. On the exhale, lower back press, lift and squeeze. Release the shoulders. Good. Take a deep inhale. Lower back supported, squeezes into the floor. Lift, 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 lift. Release the shoulders. Good. Legs stay lifted. Take a nice deep inhale. Exhale, lower back press. Point the chin toward the toes. Elbows stay wide. Good. Release the legs into a bicycle crunch. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, Lindsay, 5, 4, a little faster there, Linz. And legs straight up. Last set. Legs up, legs up, legs up. Good. Take a nice deep inhale. On the exhale, lift and squeeze. And release the shoulders, legs stay lifted. Take another nice deep, 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 deep inhale. On the exhale, lift and squeeze. Lift, release the shoulders. Almost done, almost there. Take another deep inhale. Lift, lift, squeeze, lift. Release the shoulders. All right, everybody exhale, ha. Now take a deep, deep, deep inhale. And exhale, lift and squeeze. Chin up, lift. Release the shoulders, legs stay lifted. We have two more left. And I'm not going into the whole rundown on it. You know it by now. And if it's your first class with us, then you'll figure it out very soon. We only do two of these. Well, we only do two of these correctly. So, everybody, let's get it together. Bringing your passion forward. So I want you to get connected to whatever it is you feel passionate about. I want to fill the room, the building, the East Village, New York City with it. So, legs up, Wee Wee. Everybody exhale. Ha. Take a deep, 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 deep inhale. And ha! Yeah, right. Yeah, that's just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay, so Lindsay's got one and the rest of you have got zero. So I think it's powerful for the people that are listening on a podcast to know how we don't do it. Let's just show them how we do it. So you're coming from your passion. And you got a little more than that. I don't know if we filled the room. All right, so here we go. Everything you've got, close your eyes, be a little uninhibited about it. So everybody exhale, ha. Now take a deep, 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 deep inhale. Hold the breath for a moment. Ha. Louder. Okay, yeah, that was better. Woo! No, legs up, that's only one. You thought that first one really wasn't any good. I know, anybody who's been here knows that was not gonna work. All right, so legs up, last one, a little louder than the previous one. All right, so here we go. Everybody exhale, ha. Take a deep, 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 deep inhale. Hold the breath for a moment. Ha! Louder! Release. Woo! Nice job. Relax the shoulders, the hips, the calves. Close the eyes and just allow yourself to melt into your own mat. We complete the class with a quick reading and the use of the Tibetan singing bowl. Get calm, quiet, and comfortable.
Well, baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone.
And, quote today is by Aeneas Nin. Writes, it takes courage to push yourself to places that you've never been before, hallelujah. to test your limits, to break through barriers. And the day came when the risk it took to remain tight inside the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom.
There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too, and every